And it is being recorded and it has started. You are set.
Okay, so I'd like to call to order this regular commissioners meeting of the San Juan County Fire District Number 3 for November 8th, 2022. Can I get a roll call? Who do we have present?
So I'll do a quick roll for you. Commissioner Chair Cardinale.
Here.
Vice Chair Olson.
Here.
And Commissioner Colley. Commissioner Colley called in and was detained and wasn't able to make it via ferry system and otherwise. So he is not present and I have not seen him call in.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you have.
All right. Do we have any? So let's move along then. Do you have any additions or changes to the agenda for today?
None from staff.
None from here.
Did we get any citizens' correspondence this past month?
We received a thank you note appreciating the good job and attendance from the library action. It was a nice card that they sent in recognizing all of our people. Those of you that have a camera, you can see the little thank you card. Other than that, we didn't receive any other correspondence.
Okay. Did we get any requests for citizen comments?
No requests, and there's one person on the line.
Okay. All right, so let's move along to our consent agenda. Do we have any corrections or approvals to the minutes for the regular meeting of October 19th, 2022?
Mr. Chair, if I could just a sec, since you do have one person on the phone, you may see if there's anyone that's on that's requested to talk. But
okay. I thought we had a rule that if you wanted to speak, you had to give that information out ahead of time.
You're right. That is correct. And I see that. And we do have that called out that if you're calling in, you had to make pre-arrangements. If you're not in person, you are correct. I sit corrected.
Okay. Having said that, since there's only one person and it shouldn't take up much time, if that person does have any comments, I have no problems with letting them speak if they wish to.
It doesn't sound like it. I will go ahead and mute that individual.
Okay.
They are muted.
All righty. So let's move on to the consent agenda. I asked about corrections or approval to the minutes. I have none. Anyone else?
I have none. Yeah, I have none, and I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for October 19th, 2022.
Okay, I'll second that motion. Any discussion? Hearing none, take a vote. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, the approval of the minutes is unanimous. Let's go to bills and payroll. Keith.
Okay, so we're on to bills and payroll. I would be happy to answer any questions. You have all the information to you in the board packet. Nothing jumped out as to where we are, and I'll give you summaries when we get to year to date. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have on the payroll or bills. Just trying to pull them up.
Okay.
I have no questions on the bills and payroll, and I'll make a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
Okay, we have a motion. I'll second it. Any discussion? Okay, I have a couple of questions, Chief, and I'm not sure if this is the right time for these or not. It's under the revenue and expenditure by fund. Is that?
That would probably, if it's not anything specific on the bills or payroll, it would probably be more appropriate to hold that until we do financials under staff reports.
Okay, great. All those in favor of passing the bills and payroll as presented? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. All righty, let's Is this the time for us to recess for our regular meeting to open our hearing on the budget?
That is correct.
Okay, so I will, and how long do you think it'll take us to discuss the budget, Chief?
Since it was presented last month and I didn't have any additional follow-ups, I would say if you give yourself 10, 15 minutes tops, I'd say let's be safe and do 15 minutes. That should be enough time since there were no additional questions that came in since it was last presented preliminarily at the last public meeting.
Okay, so let's, we will recess our regular minutes, excuse me, our regular meeting for 10 minutes. It's 3:11 now, that would be 3:21. And we will open our hearing for the budget.
Okay. So, however you would like to proceed on this one, just want to remind everyone that no actions are taken on the budget while we're in the budget hearing. When you come out of that, you can ask any finalizing questions and then you can take action on the budget when we go back into public meeting for adoption, just as a reminder for everyone.
Okay.
So would you like me to proceed or kind of progress through the different funds and how we put the budget together and any call outs like we did, but summarized from last time, like this time again, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay. So before you, you have our proposed budget for calendar year 23. It's broken into the different sections. You have three funds this year as opposed to the four that you really had in the past. We have a general fund budget, we have our LOSAP fund budget, we have the reserve fund budget. The one budget that you do not see progressing forward is the capital projects fund, because that gets paid off. That was for the six apparatus that gets paid off this month, so you do not have that moving forward. What I would like to do is go ahead and start with the general detail resources. So we're going to look at the resources page because that summarizes all three of the funds. And that's going to be the quickest way. And then I will go back into specifics on general fund, LOSAP, and reserve. Please interrupt and ask any questions as you go forward. So the page of that would be on Robin's there. They should be numbered at the top of it. It will say resources. And you're going to see three separate sections on it. It should be about page four, I believe. Is that correct, Robin?
Yeah.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, yeah. Page four.
Her Robin.
Her Robin, page four. She just sounds like Noel. Okay, so on the general fund resources, that is, remember, we were being conservative on the beginning fund balance, which we said was $300,000. The 1.93 million of tax revenues on the on our permanent rate, that is what we get from the assessor's office. Any additional contracts and otherwise come into play. We left interest at 1,000. If it's any indication like we've had the last 2 years, that will be high, but we're only talking $1,000. Put in some funds for burn permits, but as I always have held out, I have not put anything in for donations because you can never rely on those. I also didn't put anything in on building rental, even though we have some organizations coming in and renting the building for us. One piece that we are moving forward on is when the county finishes up everything over at the fairgrounds, the intent is for them to move the backup dispatch center out of our work office, so the crew will have their day office back as it should have been from original design that they've never been able to use, and that will be moving out. So I just put in $0 at this point, but as long as they're still in the building, they will continue to pay rent for it. So total resources for general fund is $2,247,000 rounded off. Reserve fund revenues of $335,900. And LOSAP is a maintenance one until everyone that's in there retires out of it and pulls their funds at $27,900. Any questions on the resources before I hop into specifics on the sub?
So a question about the LOSAP fund. That's really, even though it's a resource, it's not something we can touch. That's for the firefighters, right?
That is for the volunteer firefighters that, remember, we transitioned out of the LOSAP funding, and we said everyone that's vested. We kept in that. We gave them an opportunity of the one time because we were shifting into a different model. That 27,900, to where I think your point was, is that no, as a district, you cannot touch those. Those are set aside specifically to fund the LOSAP for those members that are still in it, and it will continue to hold until those members retire and that depletes down. We specifically left that amount to fully cover everyone that was still in that program.
Okay.
Albert, there aren't any
questions
other
so far?
No, I'm fine. I keep going.
Okay,
so we'll hop back to page one, which is the general fund. Okay, so general fund wise, and I'll summarize the stuff. You have the detail sheets behind you. As you see at the very top, you've got the beginning fund balance and the projected resources. Those matches to where we were. Personnel services, this includes all staffing positions. It includes the volunteer stipend programs, incentive stuff, all the benefits, any projected overtime that we have for budgeting, and the commissioners' positions and benefits. We are requesting a total of $1,668,000. As a specific, so that you know, as we talked about before, that includes the CPI increases so that we stay in line with what those are. As you know, as a reminder, we are still, when you look at comparables, that we had presented to you a couple years ago when we are.
You still there?
Hey, Chief, you're cutting out.
Yes.
Are you?
Okay. We'll see. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better.
You're there. Now you're fine.
Okay.
Back up a few sentences.
Okay. What I was saying was that we included a CPI that we wanted to be sure to keep us up with where the market should be. If you recall, a couple of years ago when we were looking at consolidating agencies, we did a comparison and we were significantly behind. You gave direction to staff at the time as the commission that you wanted us to try to narrow that gap, which is why we did not do any increases other than CPI, and that is included in that across the board, because we didn't want to have any of our volunteers be impacted. There was a increase to the volunteer amount as well to keep them. Materials and services.
Okay, hang on.
See, that still stays in line. A slight decrease as I've had. Is it still okay for sound?
No, you're cutting out again.
Yeah. We were good up.
Materials and services are still in. Okay, I paused because I saw Noel's light up. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Chief, you're still cutting out a little bit. And I think Chief, you have a question, I think, on personnel services, and you are still cutting out a little bit.
Okay. Chief, can you hear me?
I'll pause for the question, and if it gets Chief Mon and answer it.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. Chief, you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Frank, you're fine.
Okay. So what I'm looking at under the staffing positions, is that with the current staffing that we have right now?
Yes. What it does, the only difference is that it shifts one captain role into a fleet facilities manager. It reduces the number of career lieutenants by one, and it puts in an increase so that we have a career captain. Other than that, it does not change the staffing model.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions on that?
Nope, that's
I'm fine.
Okay, expenditures are in line. They were fined a little bit as to where they were from. So you will see that that's actually a $10,000 reduction over the previous year. Everything else stays in line for general fund. Any questions on general fund before I summarize the LOSAP we already discussed? Anything in question before I summarize the reserve fund?
So under the expenditures, materials and supplies, looking at what's been budgeted and what we've actually spent over the years, we seem to be spending, which is a good thing, except for 1 year, a significant amount less than what we've budgeted for. I'm not sure why that is, but I guess my question is are we being generous on the materials and services here?
So really quick on why that 1 year was anomalous. That was my first year that I was with you towards the end of it. And that's where you had budgeted to put the improvements to the tender in general fund. So that's why that made that one anomalous from additional years. What we do in expenditures, we are very conservative in what we need, but we want things fully funded. So there are some of those areas that are overfunded. So for example, vehicle repairs. The reason we stay on corrective and preventative is we want to make sure that we take care of our equipment. But should something happen, we want to have funds in there. So we have things like that that are fully funded that we don't anticipate using. So we don't have to keep going back and asking for changes from the adopted budget. We put together a budget that we believe is correct for what we need watching history. And then we move forward with that and manage our budget within the budget.
Okay, thank you.
And FYI, we probably need maybe 3-4 minutes to do reserve, and you are at 15:22. You are going to come out of recess. So you may want to pause, extend it, and then come back in for 5 minutes.
Okay, so we will pause our budget hearing long enough to get over and to our regular meeting. And so that we can tell them it'll be, what do you think you need additional, Chief?
You guys haven't had many questions. I'd say 5 minutes are fine. And it's the same people. We haven't had anybody additional. We had one person join. So, and they're on the line right. Listening to this. So if we take five okay. more minutes, we'll be okay.
Okay. So we'll come out of our budget hearing or not.
I think since everyone's on, I would normally go back over and announce that you needed an additional 5 minutes. But since everyone's here, they hear that. We'll just make notes to that in the minutes.
Okay. So we're going to add an additional 5 minutes to the meeting. Go ahead.
Okay. So on the reserve fund, we have our anticipated resources that we just talked about. Under the expenditures, what we have budgeted, the $35,000 that you see under equipment or apparatus minor, we are planning a academy this year that is to outfit new members should we not have enough turnouts, and that takes care of those projected expenditures for the training academy, books and otherwise. We are looking at having a EMT Academy starting in January and then probably following up in the fall after summer rush gets done. We will be starting a Fire Academy, so that incorporates any of the training plans for that. The $109,000 for the equipment, what that includes is any replacement turnouts that we have that's within the budgeted plan, wildland that's within the budgeted plan. The additional pieces that we want to make sure that is predicated. We have $60,000 in that for the purchase of the new safe boat. That's what we project potentially to be the payments for that first year. We're anticipating taking delivery partial way through the year, so we were very overly conservative about how much we think we're going to need, i.e. we budgeted more than what we would anticipate for the first year of loan, but we wanted to have that already budgeted and approved. The other piece of $49,500 is to purchase one more of the multi-purpose SUVs, potentially two. The only time I would suggest going to two is if we can get some grant funding to push the second one. The first one that we would grab would be a dynamically deployed one. We have one deployed on Stewart right now. We have commitment and thoughts about another one on Stewart and potentially one on Henry. But until we have members that come on and a safe, secure place that we have control over on either of those other areas, I would not recommend deploying one there. This is with support from Chief Monin as our ops chief, but we believe we do have the opportunity to have another one that we can dynamically deploy. The reason why that purchase amount is for two of them is if we get a grant, we'll do it. If not, we need to be sure that we have enough funds to outfit the new fireboat. And we've embedded that into that area so that we make sure that we can outfit the fireboat appropriately with radios, equipment, and otherwise that we may not currently have. That's what we have for reserve funds. Be happy to answer any questions.
I'm good.
I'm fine.
Okay.
That concludes what we have for budget presentation. Happy to answer any questions holistically.
I think Chief, you and your staff have done an excellent job putting this together and making it very, I won't say easy to read because that would be silly, but at least if I need to find something, I know where to go find it now. And I think that's pretty good. So I think we can come out of this and take a vote. What do you think, Albert? You good with this?
Yeah, I'm happy with everything. It's a great budget. It's like straightforward. We know where we're going. And we know where we'll end at the end of next year. So, let's go ahead and come out of the meeting, and then I'll make a motion to pass the resolution.
Okay, so, Chief, I'd like to exit this recess
and
go back to our regular meeting.
Okay, so it's 15:27. That's in line with where you had wanted for the additional 5 minutes out of the budget hearing back into regular session.
Okay.
Okay, having said that, I will make a motion to pass Resolution 2201, San Juan County Fire District 3, Friday Harbor, Washington, resolution adopting the budget for 2023. The numbers are there.
We have a motion. I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion on the budget? Okay, other than the fact that I'd like to recognize the chief and his staff for doing such a great job on putting this together and living within our means, considering we have not had any additional funds granted to us in many years, and yet we are still able to do all the things that we are doing, which is way over and above what actions we've taken since I first came on, and yet we're still able to do it within our budget is a real, I think it's a real good, well, it's a good view of what our chief and what his staff can do with the funds that they've been allotted. And we can't do this forever, but I'm happy to see that we were able to go at least one more year with our current funds. So having said that, if there's no other discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. Okay, we have a budget. All righty, let's move on. Do we have any old business, Chief?
No, we don't. We were working on budget.
Okay, great. So let's go on to the reports.
So into staff reports, we'll start with financials. Before you, we have the year to date. If we go with that one first, our target for the end of October is 83% for revenues. As you can see, we were at 95% for general fund. That's generally our tax collection. So overall, we are at 91% of our projected revenues. Now, here's the part where to what you just said before, Mr. Chair, on how well the staff is doing. And I would like to recognize Robin, Assistant Chief Monin, and the rest of the staff on managing their budgets well. As you know, that we increased some benefits because of families and otherwise, you are still under budget on personnel expenditures at 79% of the budget, where the target again is 83%. Materials and services, because we want to make sure we fund everything and we manage appropriately, we're at 64%. The check and balances on the payments paying off the loan at 83%. And you see the total expenditures, we are at 72%. So we are well within the adopted budget that you gave us. At the end, when we do revenues minus expenditures, we are at $780,613 between all the funds. Any questions on year to date before I move into the specifics for October?
No, I have nothing. I think this is
goes to,
yeah. Okay, go ahead, Chief.
Okay, so the next three pages that you have for the monthly financials for October, you see the summaries and the total fund assets as well as our liabilities. On the next, it's hopping around for me 1 second. I got to find my second page. Oh, and there is one thing before I forget, because I just passed up to it. You will need to do one more resolution for the budget, Mr. Chair, that is just the stating and the 1% that you wish. And we can do that after we finish this if we go backwards. Okay. It's one of your other pieces. It's setting your tax amount. Fund balances in general fund, because taxes have come in, they're $640,585 for general fund balance. Reserve has $235,000. And their capital bond is the monthly payment that is within line. Revenues and expenses, and this is where I believe you had a question. You see where the revenues are, $571,000. That's what was brought in last month. And our expenditures for materials and services and personnel costs are at $164,776. That's the summaries. Did you have a question? I think this is where you were asking, or we're going to ask something on the revenues versus expenditures.
Yeah, it was on the, it was, it had to do with the, I guess it was five pages of breaking down all the different revenues and expenses that we had.
Find that momentarily, yes.
So if you can find that, let me know when you have it, and I just need, there's four items I'd like for clarification.
Sure.
Let's see.
And you said it was on the combined revenue and expenditures report by fund, correct? Okay, I'm on that. What page?
Okay, the first one is page one.
Uh-huh.
And it's the leasehold tax.
Yes.
Okay, and it shows that we're 1,173.3% of that. So my question is what does that mean?
So that means that the leasehold tax brought more in than we anticipated.
And so, what exactly is the leasehold tax? Could you refresh my memory?
Actually, I'm going to pass this to Chief Monin to explain what, if he remembers the leasehold tax in specifics. I get a little confused as to which one is leasehold from properties and timber. And I think that Chief Monin can better explain that, or Robin can.
Okay.
Thanks, Chief. Yeah. So, what you're looking at is, it looks like a significant increase from years past. Is that the question I'm understanding?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so it's really a matter of accounting. The increases are not actually that much. It's because we've lumped it into the same line item fund. But essentially, for your knowledge, those are largely it's a timber sales tax, it's the leasehold taxes, which are taxes collected for government leases like the Port of Friday Harbor. With the hangars and the slips and whatnot, there's tax funds that that come out of those. The fund is larger because we've done an accounting adjustment on that, so it just looks bigger, but it's not actually that much change.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, the next one is on page 3.
Okay.
And it is page volunteer PFMC premium. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
The PFMLA.
It's the eighth one down.
The volunteer PFML premium assessments.
Yeah, the premium assessments.
Uh huh.
It shows a 254% increase.
Remember, this is the one that was an unfunded state mandate that we had to contribute a certain amount for the Paid Family Medical Leave Act, and those are the premiums, and this was only the third year that those have been in existence. The first year was to collect funds, and it was a little off. The second year, they started expending those funds, and what they found was that the PFML funds from a state level have more people have used them than they anticipated, so there's going to be another increase on that. This is what is the best projections that we had at the time, because there's not enough experience over the years, and the state keeps adjusting things. So that's why that one was off.
Okay. Okay. And then page 4. Under.
And Robin or Noel, if I make an incorrect statement, please correct me.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, page 4.
Okay, page 4 under training services.
Training services.
Okay,
yep.
So we budgeted $1,400. It looks like we spent $3,222. So what caused the discrepancy in the training services?
I will let Chief Monin, if you recall all the details, but we had academies. We had additional funding from that standpoint that we would have addressed on a regular basis. I'd have to dig in. Do you remember exactly, Noel, why we were over by those? I think it had to do with the academy, but I can't say for sure. I'd like to see if Chief Monin recollects. We'll look back.
Yeah, we'll have to get back to you. It doesn't jog my memory at the moment, but that would be, those services would be for outside instructors or special services that we would be receiving for training type events. So sometimes that can be an unplanned opportunity that pops up. But I would we'd have to go back and look what we actually did over the year to see why it went above the budget so high.
Right. So if you can see where I'm going, I'm looking at the things that are way out of line to what, anything that's, fairly close to what we were budgeting is great. I'm just curious as to the anomalies, and that's why I'm asking. The
Absolutely.
Last thing I have is the bottom line on the last page, the very last line. So grant excessive revenues over expenditures. And it looks like, looking at this, and tell me if I'm wrong, it looks like we're $200,000 behind. Almost.
No, when it's in parentheses at the end, it means that we have more than what we had. Robin, do you want to explain that? Because that's one of the accounting anomaly things. We are only at 73% of budget. And we are at 82% of revenue. So we actually have, I see what you're saying when you look at the balances, but look at the actual years to date. We've brought in $2 million and we spent 1.8. So from an accounting standpoint, it will show as a negative balance, but we're actually 201,000 to the good. That's just an accounting piece. Robin, would you like to clarify that? Because I'm sure I didn't articulate that very well.
I guess
you're muted. You're muted, Noel.
We've got the team set up and all the documents. I'm just wondering what exactly, which document you're referencing so we can pull it up. And
so it's the same page, Noel. It's the same one we were just on, the revenue and expenditures. It's the very last line on page 5. And it's that from an accounting standpoint on the balance, it appears in parentheses that it's over, but that's the balance piece. And if you actually look at year to date, we actually are under budget. Within budget and have 201,000 approximately, but that's just an accounting thing, and that's what I was asking Robin to clarify. You see what page we're on?
No.
So
revenue and expenditures, page 5.
My team has just dropped me out of the commissioner resource module. Hold on.
Okay, well, you know, it's not that big a deal, Chief, because I think you explained it well enough. I can see the numbers, and I see how that works.
There we go.
So, and this is, if I still have other questions on this, I can always get them answered offline. But I understand now that the fact that it's in parentheses does not mean that we're in the hole that much. And that was all I was interested in. Okay.
That is correct.
Sounds good.
I have
one question. We will make a note to come back and get you specifics at the next meeting on that training services line. We will report back as part of staff report next month.
Great. Thank you. Albert, you have a question?
I do have a question, and I think I'll direct it to Noel on that leasehold tax, which is, you know, that's been dribbling in for years, and that has to do with the port and the port property that was in the fire district. When we annexed the town of Friday Harbor, should that have changed?
It would. Good question. I don't know.
Well,
by annexing the town of Friday Harbor, we pulled in more hangar space and potentially more boat slips, so
all the dock leases are all part of that leasehold, and now that they've got both Jensen and
it's more port, it increases it over what it was previously. That does make sense.
I mean, a lot more than what we had. So did that money not come to us? Did it go to the town?
We pulled it up today. Robin and I were looking at that. We saw that exact number that Frank referenced, and we were looking at it, and it looks like it's all being distributed accurately.
So that's where the increase came from then.
Yeah, likely a big part of it. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay. Because you're not talking that many dollars. You just know it's just pennies.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, Chief, back to you.
Okay, so what I would suggest is that we go backwards for just a second and take care of your ordinance 22-02 to set the tax rate, so that way you can close out your new business.
Okay.
And that will take care of what you need to do to take action on.
Okay. Albert, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, I will just kind of use the other one. I'll just change the, okay. I'd like to make a motion to pass resolution, and it would be 40. Let me go here. Oh, here it is. Okay, it was the resolution number 2202. You mean we've only had this? These are the only resolutions we've had all year. That's great.
That is correct.
Anyway, so I'll make a motion to pass the resolution 2202 that sets a 1% raise in our revenue.
I'll second that motion. Do we have any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, resolution
passed. And then Robin will send out a new piece so I can print it out and file it back to her. And probably you.
So both chair and vice, what we can do, because this came into play during COVID, she will send a specific email with each of those. You respond back from your official email that states that you approve this. That gives an electronic stamp signature. You don't have to re-sign it and dance that around. And then she will print that out and attach it to it. That was approved through state RCW during COVID, and it has not been rescinded. So you can still do that.
Sounds great.
Great. Okay. That's what we'll do. Okay. Let's move on to staff reports.
Perfect. Thanks for that. I will turn it over to Chief Monin for the monthly ops report.
Thanks, Chief. And then just I'd like to back up, if I can humor you guys real quickly. Went back, Albert, 2021. For the third quarter of 2021, we had collected $653.53 for the leasehold tax. Third quarter of 2022, this year, we had collected $8,213.70.
Okay, so that's okay. So we got a pretty good bump.
Yep, that's a nice significant change to help us out. And it's the services we've been providing already, but it's nice to see a little revenue out of it. So,
yeah.
All right. So your monthly ops report for October 2022. Just go over briefly. You had a total of 99 responses. 52% of those were EMS and rescue. 48% of those were fire hazards and other services. It's an average of just over 3 calls per day. Our reaction time has settled in nicely. We're at 1:33. I think we've been really close to the 90-second mark now for some months straight, if I can recollect, which is a great metric for us. And 90 seconds is our goal, and we're right there, which is a testament to the crews and being ready and gear ready and ready to go when the call comes out. Total responses by station area broken out for you there for your review. And you can again see where the majority of the calls are and then how that breaks out. Our travel times, we've set that up as a zonal piece, but our overall travel time for the month of October was 9:34. And then you could see that broken out. Obviously, the central zone is the quickest response time because the staff station at Station 31 headquarters. And then, the south end has a significant delay getting out at the Cape, and the north end has a delay getting up to the Roach Harbor area, White Point area. But again, we're tracking those for you. October minimum staffing was met. Call volume, like I said, is a little bit more this month than last, and year over year, it's a slight increase. It's this year, it seems like we're getting a lot more smoke investigations and burn complaints than usual. We always see an increase when the burning season opens for residential and commercial burns, but we've gotten a lot of more complaints than usual, and we're seeing that in the call volume. We have an interesting increase in insurance inquiries. Agencies looking to insure the Outer Islands. So I anticipated that was going to happen, but it was quiet, pretty quiet there for a lot of months. And all of a sudden, seems like October has been the month that everyone's calling in, and November too. So we're providing the information that we can, that we have to those inquiries. But just know that the our constituents in the district are looking for that insurance opportunity now that they fall within the district.
What type of questions are you getting?
We're getting why are we not protected? And the answer is you are. And then we're getting how can we change that? And my answer is you got to work through your insurance company. The little bit of good news that today actually we had a local insurer who has taken the bull by the horns, and she is working with Washington Survey and Ratings Bureau who insurance companies actually fund. It's required by the state. So WSRB, that's the organization that comes out third party and evaluates the fire department and our abilities, our capabilities, and we get a score out of that. They're third party, so it's unbiased. It's a rigorous evaluation, and the score we get is the score we get. Insurance companies then use that score to determine how much to charge their clients. So, you know, the worse the score, the more expensive, and that's just how that works. So, like I was saying, we have a local insurer who's taken bull by the horns and directly working with WSRB to, one, you know, get it finalized that the annexed areas are in the taxing district, are in the fire district, and therefore are protected because they're in our bubble. So stay tuned for that, but hopefully it'll all work out in good news, and it's just a matter of the insurance companies working with WSRB on their end and making sure that the numbers are there that they need to, or the data is there that they need so that they can provide for their clients.
Has the Survey and Rating Bureau actually put a number on the Outer Islands yet, or that's what they're working on?
That's what they're working on.
Part of the challenge, Commissioner Olson, is that from what we're understanding from this local individual is the WSRB doesn't have the documentation that they annexed in. So this is where Noel was saying that local person is going to take the bull by the horns, but I think that we can work in conjunction with that and just talk straight to WSRB because we have the documentation from the elections in the assessor's office that shows when that transpires. And from the sound of it, that's what WSRB needs to show that they're within our group. So the local insurer can ask and stay on them. We can also reach out to our connections at WSRB to make sure that they've got that documentation. So then that would be able to let them at least see if it would be a 9 or a 9A or whatever they change that to because of their proximity to protected areas.
Because before they were a nothing, right?
They were a 10, which is a nothing.
Yeah, unprotected. Okay.
Correct.
Any more questions on that?
I'm fine.
Okay. Just informational for you. We did support the Halloween event in town, provided scene lighting and presents for trick-or-treater safety and helping out with that. The new CODAN communication system still has ink kinks in it, so we're still working that out. We do have the preliminary design review in process right now. As I reported last month, we were looking forward to that. Chief and I, along with the spec committee, have been basically, you know, getting into the weeds on it, making sure we're doing our best and diligence to make sure that the final product is what we want. We have a cut date for material on the 9th, which is tomorrow. We'll see if we can meet that. I still have a couple questions out. Chief and I are working on radios today, along with Lieutenant Henderson's, a few little items we still want to work out before we say, yeah, go ahead and cut all the parts. But we're right there, and we're pretty happy so far with what the design build is. So pretty excited about that. And then finally, just the report that the shift crews are staying busy. They're doing their typical routine and doing permit inspections now with the commercial burn permits and doing a bit more with smoke investigations and whatnot. But all in all, doing their busy work and doing a good job at it.
So, Noel, you're saying we're doing the commercial inspections now for fire commercial burns?
So, yeah, we're doing commercial burn inspections. We have for a long time. We are working in tandem with the county. We have a digital file sharing system set up now. So essentially, we get a notification and we can assign the crew. They make contact with whoever's applied for the permit and streamline the process. So it's less management. It's sort of automated, and we do the form, kick it back to the county, and then they handle it. It's all digitized.
I know the last time I did a commercial burn, probably 2 years ago, you know, I lost some time because I had to wait they only did commercial burns on our island one day a week or something. So, but are we offering a better service now with the, now that we're doing it?
Yeah, they can essentially, once the county receives the application and sees it as on their end that it looks good, they can, they basically put it in a team share file and notify us. And we just let the crew know, get out there and get her done. And they do. And it's that quick. So our goal is less than 5 days. Yeah.
Okay. So our on-duty crew is the one that are doing the inspection.
Yep.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's all I have for your operations report. Do you have any questions?
Okay.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
So continuing on with that, I'd like to recognize Chief Monin and staff. They've been stepping up to the plate, being sure that there's good interactions on scene. We reach out as partnerships on that side. We're hoping that if we can get the documentation between your board, we'll work through legal and the town. Our goal, both ourselves and the town, would be to start our new phase in doing some inspections and investigations for the town, working with Ryan and Denise Colseth as the town administrator on moving forward on that. And we're hoping that we can start finalizing some projects and getting forward on that sometime right after the first of the year, which would be really good for the citizens and otherwise. From a training perspective, everyone is focused on making sure all of their third quarter training is done, getting geared up to make sure their fourth quarter is done. Training Officer Kutzing, who's not with us today, he's off, has been working to make sure that any EMTs are, have their stuff checked off and done, as well as making sure everybody is getting their LNI and all their required training done coming in towards the end of the year. Other than that, all of our fleet is serviced as appropriate. Facilities are, and Captain Lean is working on moving into the next phase of, okay, what preventative stuff or ongoing corrections do we need to do from there moving forward? So everything with facilities and fleet are in line, training is in line. And like I said, Training Officer Kutzing is getting geared up for an EMT class starting right after the first of the year. That concludes staff reports. Be happy to answer any questions.
I have one.
Okay,
on the first of the year, are you going to start working on a interlocal agreement between us and the hospital district for the use of the boat?
Actually, Assistant Chief or Ops Chief Bishop has brought that to Administrator Butler's attention, and I believe they are working on that to bring our direction. I think a lot of that will be tied into what we currently have, as well as when the new boat comes into play, we will want to have something inked from that standpoint. I think there's also an opportunity right now, because of some of the services we provide, we can clean up some of those agreements that have never existed for like extrication services, which the hospital district needs for their ALS credentialing, which is perfectly fine by us. We're not going to stop providing that. And I think it's just a good partnership and a good service to the community. So we'll need to clean up some of those that we've had on the plate for a while. And Chief Bishop is on that. And so I would anticipate getting something back from Administrator Butler either towards the end of this year or first part of next year as we work forward on that. Yes.
So we will be receiving some funds for our services that we provide to them. Is that what's in this interlocal agreement?
Once we get to that point, it will be between what you all want from a legal standpoint. Administrator Butler and I will put something together, but there has to be remuneration from a medical transport perspective as we do that from a partnership. Don't know what the numbers are, but yes, I would anticipate that would be part of it.
Okay. And then, of course, we'll have Quinn review it once. I mean, is the hospital board going to put this interlocal agreement and then present it to us? or are we going to have input going into it, or what's, how's that going to work?
My suggestion would be give me direction to work with Administrator Butler to put together an interlocal agreement for partnered services, and let's just start with medical transport and support of San Juan EMS from that standpoint with the new fireboat. Let's start with that, and if you give me direction, then I can work on behalf of the board and then bring back, he can work with me, I can work with him, we can come up with something that mutually works for both of us, and then it will need to go back past our legal counsel and theirs. But because it's our vehicle, I would suggest that we take the lead, but I need direction from you to do so.
Okay, weren't we planning a workshop sometime after the first of the year?
That is correct.
Well, that'd be a good subject for that workshop, then, I assume.
So you would like to have a proposal prior to the workshop, or you want to wait till the
I'm open for conversation there. Is that something you think that you can do some work on, or do you have any recommendation for us? I have no idea there's anybody else in this world that has a similar operating. Maybe you should run it by Quinn and see if he has anything in his notebook.
Right. I can run. So what I'm hearing you say is, and I will push this through the chair so that I take direction from the chair. It sounds like what you're proposing, if the chair agrees, that you would like me to do some exploratory discussions, both with legal counsel as well as with Administrator Butler of the superintendent and administrator of San Juan EMS to explore what some possibilities may be for a discussion, potentially at a work session just after the first of the year, if I hear you correctly.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, do that, especially now that Dwight's not here. So you have conversation with Frank, and then continue on with Dwight, then we'll bring some ideas, and then we'll hash them over at the workshop.
Okay, looks like we got a plan.
Okay.
So as a formality, Mr. Chair, you're directing me to do what Commissioner Olson just said, correct?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
Speaking of our boat, it didn't have any pictures of it framed up yet, or have they started on it yet?
They haven't started. It's supposed to start tomorrow. We can send the three of you kind of the visuals that they've given us thus far, so you can get a look at them.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, that would be nice, just to see what it's ultimately going to look like.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get back on track. Are there any other staff reports?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Olson, do you have any further comments you'd like to make before we close?
No, I'm fine, Frank. I have no more comments.
Okay. In that case, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. I'll sec. All in favor of adjourning? Aye. I need a motion. I need an aye from you, Albert.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. The time is now 4:04, and this meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Talk to you guys later. Thanks for everything.
Okay. Thanks, Albert.
Chief, you want to...